الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أيها الأخوة في الله، يسرنا أن نستضيف فضيلة الشيخ عبد الله بن صديق الضفيري حفظه الله تعالى في هذا الدرس الأسبوعي بشرح الرسالة التبوكية للإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله، فليتفضل الشيخ مشكورا مأجورا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فكنا فيما ذكره ابن القيم الجوزية رحمه الله تعالى عند قوله تعالى: فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو كذب بآياته أولئك ينالهم نصيب من الكتاب حتى إذا جاءتهم رسلنا يتوفونهم قالوا أين ما كنتم تدعون من دون الله قالوا ضلوا عنا وشهدوا على أنفسهم أنهم كانوا كافرين قال ادخلوا في أمم قد خلت من قبلكم من الجن والإنس في النار كلما دخلت أمة لعنت أختها حتى إذا اداركوا فيها جميعا قالت أخاهم لأولاهم ربنا هؤلاء يضلون فآتهم عذابا ضعفا من النار قال لكل ضعف ولكن لا تعلمون وقالت أولاهم لأخراهم فما كان لكم علينا من فضل فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكسبون فذكر الله تعالى المبطلين الصنفين المبطلين منشئ الباطل والفرية وواضعها وداعي الناس إليها والثاني المكذب بالحق فالأول كفره بالافتراء وإنشاء الباطل والثاني كفره بجحود الحق وهذان النوعان يعرضان بكل مبطل فإن انضاف إلى ذلك دعوته باطله وصد الناس عن الحق استحق تضعيف العذاب لتضاعف كفره وشره ولهذا قال تعالى الذين كفروا وضلوا عن سبيل الله زدناهم عذابا فوق العذاب بما كانوا يفسدون فلما كفروا وصدوا عباده عن سبيله عذبهم عذابين عذابا بكفرهم وعذابا بصدهم عن سبيله وحيث يذكر الكفر المجرد لا يعدد العذاب كقوله وللكافرين عذاب أليم وقوله تعالى أولئك ينالهم نصيب من الكتاب يعني ينالهم ما كتب لهم في الدنيا من الحياة والرزق وغير ذلك فدل ذلك على أن العذاب يضاعف بحسب العمل فالكفر له عذاب أقول فدلت الآيات على أن العذاب يتضاعف فالعذاب درجات والنار درجات كما أن الجنة درجات فكل يجازى بحسب عمله فإلا عندنا فإن كان الرجل كافرا يعذب بمجرد كفره فإن اجتمع معه الدعوة إلى الكفر والصد عن سبيل الله فإنه يضاعف له العذاب قال تعالى حتى إذا جاءتهم رسلنا يتوفونهم أي الملائكة قالوا أينما كنتم تدعون من دون الله أي أين أصنامكم وآلهتكم الباطلة التي تدعونها من دون الله هل تنفعكم الآن وتنجيكم من عذاب الله قالوا ضلوا عنا أي زالوا وفارقوا وبطلت تلك الدعوة التي كانوا يدعونهم من دون الله وشهدوا على أنفسهم أنهم كانوا كافرين أي يقرون على أنفسهم بالبطلان قبل أن ينالهم العذاب ليكون هذا زيادة عذاب وشهدوا على أنفسهم أنهم كانوا كافرين قال ادخلوا في أمم قد خلت من قبلكم من الجن والإنس في النار، ادخلوا في جملة هذه الأمم التي كفرت، نسأل الله العافية والسلامة. كلما دخلت أمة لعنت أختها حتى إذا اداركوا فيها جميعا قالت أخراهم لأولاهم، كل أمة متأخرة ضلت بأسلافها، وكل أمة تدعي على الأمم التي قبلها ربنا هؤلاء أضلونا فآتهم عذابا ضعفا من النار، ضاعف عليهم العذاب بما أضلونا وصدونا عن طاعة رسله، نسأل الله السلام. انظر، فهم يوم القيامة يدعون عليهم بما أضلوهم، ولم يمتثلوا أمر الرسل، أطاعوا أهل الأهواء، أطاعوا أهل الأهواء، قدموا العقل على النقل، ولكن لم ينفعهم شيء من ذلك. قال الله تعالى موبخا للجميع لكل ضعف من الأتباع والمتبوعين، قال لكل ضعف من الأتباع والمتبوعين كل له ضعفه من العذاب، ولا ينفع الندم، ولكن لا تعلمون، لا تعلم كل طائفة بما في أختها من العذاب المضاعف، نسأل الله السلام والعافية. وقالت أولاهم لأخراهم فما كان لكم علينا من فضل فإنكم جئتم بعدنا، وأرسلت فيكم الرسل وبينوا لكم الحق وحذروكم من ضلالنا ونهاكم عن اتباعنا وتقليدنا، فأبيتم إلا اتباعنا وتقليدنا وترك الحق الذي أتتكم به الرسل، فأي فضل كان لكم علينا وقد ضللتم كما ضللنا وتركتم الحق كما تركناه، فضللتم أنتم بنا كما ضللنا نحن بقوم آخرين، فأي فضل لكم علينا، فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكسبون. فلله ما أشفاها من موعظة وما أبلغها من نصيحة، لو صادفت من القلوب حياة فإن هذه الآيات وأمثالها مما تذكر قلوب السائرين إلى الله. وأما أهل البطالة الثكلة فليس عندهم من ذلك خير، نسأل الله العافية. ففي هذا تذكير وموعظة للعباد أنه لا ينفع المرء إلا اتباع الرسل، وأن اتباع ضلالات الناس لا تنفعهم يوم القيامة، بل تكون عليهم حسرة يوم القيامة وندامة، وكل يعاتب الآخر ولكن هيهات هيهات، كل يتبرأ من الآخر. ففي ذلك موعظة بليغة للأحياء أن يرجعوا إلى الحق وما جاءت به الرسل، ويتذكروا أن الخير كل الخير ما بعث الله به الأنبياء والرسل، وأن الشر كل الشر اتباع أهل الباطل. فالواجب على المسلم أن يتجرد للحق، والواجب على من كان يهوديا أو نصرانيا أن يرجع إلى ما جاء به محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فلا نجاة إلا بالهجرة إلى الله تعالى بتوحيده وعبادته. أقول لا نجاة للعبد مسلما كان أو كافرا إلا بالهجرة إلى الله لتحقيق توحيده، وبالهجرة إلى رسوله باتباعه، فذاك النجاة. طريق الهجرتين: هجرة إلى الله تعالى بعبادته وتوحيده، وهجرة إلى رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم باتباعه وتحكيمه. الله الموفق، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
أحسن الله عليه وفيه ونفع الله بما قلت في غير الشيخ.
مرحبا، أهلا وسهلا.
السلام عليكم. And we're starting our weekly class in the explanation of Risala Tabukiya by Imam Ibn Qayyim Rahimahullah. We left off in the context where the author Rahimahullah Ta'ala was addressing the ayat from Surah Al-A'raf. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, for the time, for the sake of time, we suffice with the translation of the readings. Who was more wrong than the one who invokes Allah against Allah and belies his ayat? They are the ones who shall receive their due portion of the book. Until when they come to them are messengers, these angels of death, taking their souls. They say to them, what were you calling upon other than Allah? They said, they led us astray. And they testified against themselves that they were disbelievers. He said to them, enter into the nations that have perished before you, from the jinn and the humans into the hellfire. Every time a nation enters, it curses its sister until they are all gathered together again. The first of them, the last of them, says to the first of them, O our Lord, they are the ones who led us astray, so give them a double punishment of the fire. All of them shall have a double punishment, but they just don't know. Then the first of them said to the last of them, you are no better than us, so taste of the torment because of what you used to earn. Okay, said the commenting on this, the intelligent person should ponder over these ayahs and all of the lessons that are contained therein. When Allah the Most High says, with the addressing the one who invented lies, fabricated lies against Allah, or belied his signs and verses, there is a mention of two different types of people. The first one is the one who invented the falsehood and the lie, and then the one who places it and the one who calls other people to it. So these are the people on the ideological level responsible for fabricating lies against Allah. And then there's a mention of the one who belies the truth. The first category is their kufr was that of fabricating lies and fabricating falsehood. The second, their kufr was denying the truth. So these are two different types of people who have two different types of punishment. And if the additional crime of calling to that falsehood was committed, and additionally, turning people away from the path of Allah and from the truth, then they are deserving of an additional punishment because they had an additional kufr, an additional evil. It's why Allah, the Exalted, says about them, those who disbelieve and turn others away from the path of Allah, we will increase them in punishment on top of their already present punishment because of the corruption that they were guilty of. So when they disbelieved and turned people, the servants of Allah, away from the path of Allah, they received a double punishment because of their disbelief and because of causing others to disbelieve by turning them away from the path of Allah. As for the person who simply is guilty of kufr, and that's his own sin, Allah says about him, وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. The disbelievers shall have a painful torment. So that's one punishment. Allah says about them, أُولَٰئِكَ يَنَارُهُمْ نَصِيبُهُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Those shall receive their due portion of the book. Meaning, what was written for them in this life. They will get it. And the rizq that was written for them in this life, also, they will receive that. But then, when the messengers come to them, that is the angels of death, saying to them, what did you used to call upon aside from Allah? What is that cause that you used to make allies and enemies because of? What is it that you used to hope for and to fear aside from Allah? Their response, Wallu anna. He said those things, referring to the false deities that they worshipped in this life, they disappeared and they're no longer here with us. While they relied upon them in this worldly life, the day of judgment comes, they will no longer be there. Those false deities won't be there to help them. So they said they disappeared. They have been lost from us. And they bore witness against themselves. They were disbelievers. Then it was said to them, enter into the nations that have preceded you, from the jinn and the humans, into the hellfire. All of you entering into the hellfire altogether. Every time a nation would enter into the hellfire, it would curse its own system. Meaning making dua against those to precede them because they were part of the cause of them going astray, because they received their da'wah from the people who precede them. So they made dua against them, cursing the people who precede them. Partially being responsible for them going astray from the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah goes on to say, concerning the verse, وَقَالَتْ وَلَابْنِ إِخْرَاطَ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلٍ. Those who were called upon, who dua was made against, said, you were no better than us, we were the same. Because when the messengers were sent to you, you also denied them. And they clarified to you the truth. And they warned you against our falsehood. And they warned you, or they forbade you from following us. And they forbade you from being upon our path. And you refused to do anything except follow us and imitate us. And you rejected the truth that the messengers came to you with. So how are you better than us? You went astray just as we went astray. And you left the truth just as we left the truth. So you went astray just as we did. So how then are you any better than us? So taste of the punishment because of that which you used to earn. Allah concludes this part of the chapter saying, by Allah, what a comprehensive admonition this is, and what a eloquent admonition this is, or what an eloquent piece of advice this is, if it happens to fall upon hearts that have any life in them. For certainly these verses and the likes of them are a reminder to the hearts of those who are treading upon the path towards Allah. As for the people of falsehood, then there is no good with them to begin with. So the Shaykh Ridlallahu Ta'ala said, commenting on this part of the text, or this chapter in the treatise, Risalat al-Mulkiyya, this is certainly an admonition for those servants of Allah, for those who would receive any benefit. And it shows them that there is no benefit in following anything other than the messengers. As for those man-made ideas and the falsehood that people fabricate and come up with, it won't be of any benefit on Yawm al-Qiyamah. In fact, it will be the greatest cause for remorse. So people who are following any system, any belief other than that which the prophets of Allah came with, they will regret that on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And this is certainly a reminder for those, for everyone, to return back to the truth and return back to all which the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal were sent with, because this is the only source of good. As for following everything else of the man-made ideologies, this is the extent of evil. And so, he said, the Muslim must make himself totally
dedicated to following the truth, having no other side agendas, and make himself totally unbiased in accepting the truth when it comes to following the sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. And when it comes to the Jew and the Christian, other than them, their responsibility is to come back to the way of the Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam and the truth that he brought. For certainly there is no salvation whatsoever in following anything other than what the Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam came with. So our responsibility is to make this hijrah, to make this migration to Allah and to His Messenger. To Allah by worshipping Him and Him alone. To make this migration to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by following His Sunnah and making it the final judge in our affairs. Allah knows best. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.